Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel on Tuesday for meetings with Israeli leaders in the first stop of a wider Middle East tour to launch another push for an elusive ceasefire. Hezbollah claimed Tuesday it fired rockets at two sites near Tel Aviv, including an intelligence base, and targeted the Stella Maris naval base near Haifa. The strikes follow Israel's announcement that it hit 300 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon within 24 hours, focusing on the group's finances. More than 10 were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs. Peru's ex-president, Alexandre Toledo, gets more than 20 years in prison in a case linked to a major corruption scandal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Peru's former president, Alexandre Toledo, has been sentenced in Lima by Judge Ines Rojas to 20 years and 6 months in prison in a case involving Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht, which has become synonymous with corruption across Latin America. Authorities accused Toledo of accepting $35 million in bribes from the company in exchange for allowing a highway to be built in the South American country. The National Superior Court of Specialized Criminal Justice in the capital Lima imposed the sentence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's Xi Jinping, India's Narendra Modi, and other global leaders have arrived in the Russian city of Kazan for a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies that the Kremlin hopes to turn into a rallying point for defying the West. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa.
We continue to see Russia as a valued ally, as a valued friend who supported us right from the beginning.
For Russian President Vladimir Putin, the three-day meeting also offers a powerful way to demonstrate the failure of United States-led efforts to isolate Russia over its action in Ukraine. This is VOA News. King Charles III is ending the first visit to Australia by a reigning British monarch in 13 years, with anti-monarchists hoping the debate surrounding his journey is a step towards an Australian citizen becoming the country's head of state.
Give us our land back. This one is stolen from us. Our bones, our stars, our babies, our people, you destroyed our land.
Controversy interrupted the visit on Monday when Indigenous Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe yelled at Charles during a reception that he was not her king and Australia was not his land. Tempers are flaring on the streets in Cuba as citizens deal with a power outage that was a problem even before Sunday night's hurricane. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Cubans endured another night of no electricity following Hurricane Oscar, which made landfall on the island Sunday night and has left at least six people dead. Havana resident Maide Quiñones says the state is selling their food and cash for Cuban pesos. She says no cards work, there are no banks, there is nothing. Meanwhile, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel is warning against any unrest. Some Cubans have been banging pots and pans in the streets in protest of the nationwide blackout. I'm Donna Water.
British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves and Defense Minister John Healey visited a training facility where NATO forces train Ukrainian troops as part of Operation Interflex on Tuesday.
It's a huge honor to have the opportunity to meet Ukrainian soldiers who have been trained here in Britain and will return shortly to the front line. Today, I'm able to announce £2.3 billion of support to Ukraine in the form of a loan that will be paid back by the extraordinary profits being made on frozen Russian assets.
Healey said it was now highly likely that North Korea had begun sending hundreds of troops to help Russia in the Ukraine conflict. Police patrolled Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, on Tuesday after a national strike where officers fired tear gas and bullets, injuring protesters and journalists. On Monday, hundreds had gathered at the site where two opposition figures were shot dead following a disputed election. Maputo resident Paiva Viegas. I think that it will not go well in the country because young people are not happy. The full results of Mozambique's October 9th national election are expected this week, with early results showing that the ruling party Frelimo is set for another win. Opposition candidates say the poll was rigged. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.